Hello, everybody. It's April 11th, 2021. It's 8:30 in the p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. I'm checking in from the North Shore of Lake Ontario in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, the media capital of China. Oh, did I say China? I meant to say Canada. Sort of a depressing day, I would say. Just looking at the media. I follow a few people, Kevin J. Johnson, who is in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, sort of the Texas of the North for all you Americans listening. And just tyranny is running amok right now. I'll show you today's event on fakotube.com.
Now the shock troops are coming. They have gas masks, so they're getting ready for pepper spray.
Dictators need protection from churches.
200 cops
Communists
now.
Communists and Nazis need to be protected from churches.
Helicopters.
You're on the wrong side. The police.
So we're at close to 200 cops now. Gas masks.
Oh, they work for the
visors and stuff. Gas masks for
gas. My daughter tonight that the police are here.
200 cops. And a helicopter.
That's men in uniform that's in support.
40 vehicles for one church.
Oh, did that end already? Okay. Well, there you go. Here's the official story. If you look on Globalist News and the CBC News, Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, if you take a look here at this story, I will bring it up. Hundreds rally outside Alberta church closed by health officials. I can count. And this is just the front line of a wall of people that goes all the way down the road. Look at all these hydro poles. There were thousands there. There were hundreds of police. That guy just counted 200 police. Now I'll bring up Ezra Levant from Rebel News. He has done a great job. I don't think Rebel News is controlled opposition. And so far he's done really, really fantastic work. So let me just scroll over to his Twitter feed here using once great tweet deck. And Rebel News apparently was not allowed out of their bed and breakfast when they went to Montreal to cover a rally. I think there is a rally tonight, but I'm not sure. But the police in Quebec, Quebec is a province east of Ontario. It's the French province. They have traditionally had a more left-wing government. But fascism, we're told, is associated with right. The right, but it really isn't. It's, if you think the political spectrum is one circle, then fascism meets communism, but authoritarianism can be just as much on the left. So it doesn't really matter what side you are on. In this case, left, right, all governments are enjoying this medical tyranny because that's what it is. They're using a lie to slowly take away all your rights and impose medical martial law, and it will look mostly like communism on the bottom because the middle class is being wiped out. That is the end game, people, and it's accelerating quickly. And I'm here broadcasting now. I don't know how much longer this will be allowed, to be honest with you. There are some super strong guys out there that are doing good work. Kevin J. Johnson, I have nothing but admiration for the guy. He's running for mayor in Calgary, but he's running all around Alberta right now, mainly because Alberta has a little bit more joie de vivre. They're a little more skeptical about federal powers, federal government, provincial government. Like I said, they have a Texas kind of attitude there, but I don't think it necessarily is the dominant attitude anymore because it was mainly Judeo-Christians that hold those views, and they're just more freedom-loving there. I don't think you could get this kind of rally in Ontario, this size, to protest a church. And as you know, or you may not know, the church was... I'm not quite sure exactly if the preacher of this church is totally on the level, because he told Kevin J. Johnson not to come by today. But the police have barricaded with 8-foot-high removable or mobile fencing. And apparently the congregation, I think they gathered outside for a normal Sunday prayer, but I'm not positive about that. But mainly it was a rally of people from all over, including Kevin from Calgary, who went up there. And he did some great work videoing this whole thing. He's just tremendous. And I'll let me just bring that up. He's smart. He does everything on Instagram. And he has another person that's always shadowing him, Derek, who goes on Facebook. So Kevin was there, and let's just have a look. He's doing good work. He's doing reporting.
Yeah, right. They're wearing my hats even in Dawson Creek. Dawson Creek, and regrettably what so we have up
walking,
there is far left media.
Guys, I'm walking gonna
go. Oh, no, I got one.
Hey, hey.
He's walking up to the church.
Because I want to get the real story live on Instagram. That Kevin J. Johnson. Right? He's angry now. Oh, did I touch a nerve?
No, I'm not angry. He's not angry.
Oh, that, the way you put that, then. Go that far.
No.
Okay, there we are. There we go. There we go. At least if the camera. Is there going to be a mass today?
Sorry?
Is there going to be a mass today?
No, that's what we were just talking about. We hope there will be a service.
Well, I think they're having one at the Great Minds.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Well,
is
there a pastor here? Is there a registered pastor here today? I'd love to see a mass take place. No? I'll keep asking everybody. I'm sure we'll find one.
Send him to the cross.
We'll find one somewhere.
So I don't think the pastor was actually congregating there. So here's the other suspicious thing. Well, I'm a little bit suspicious. Kevin is talking about this here.
Car, but we got CBC.
He's on his way to the church. And I'm only pointing this out, people, because communism insists that there is no religion. There is no gathering. There's no alternate view. And over the last week, I have been super enjoying, if that's a word, the work of Matthew Truhella. He's a pastor in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. He's doing amazing work. And he is bringing up some old law, biblical law, based on the Protestant. I guess it became more important during the. Well, it's called interposition. Oh, I'm sort of losing it right now. The interposition of the lesser magistrates. That's what it is. So take a look at this video quickly.
So when the superior ranking civil authority does evil, it isn't the job of the lesser.
He does a great job preaching. He puts the music behind it, gets your emotion going, and he knows what he's talking about. He is a pro-lifer. He does support the preborn, and that's where he gets most of his... That's where he gets most of his power in prayer and preaching and ability to mobilize people for that endless fight. But now he's done some great videos on the COVIDs. He knows there's a problem with COVIDs. I think he is one of the people that believes there's a virus, but he thinks the overreaction and the tyranny is being exploited by the state. Just listen to a bit of this.
Ranking civil authorities to merely politicize or regulate the evil. Rather, their duty is to stop the evil. This is what we call the interposition of the lesser magistrate. And the interposition of the lesser magistrate not only stops the evil, but it also does other wonderful things. For instance, the interposition of the lesser magistrates strikes terror in the hearts of the government officials who are acting lawlessly. You have to understand that the higher ranking civil authorities, they count on the lesser authorities to get their evil down into the fabric of society. When they want to do wrong, they count on that blithe obedience of the lesser authorities to get their evil down in the fabric of society. So it's massively important for the lesser magistrates to interpose, to stop the evil, to challenge the evil of the superior ranking civil authority, so that he is forced to come out of his lair to show his fangs so that people can see the tyrant for what he is. Secondly, when the civil authorities are acting tyrannically, the interposition of the lesser magistrates reminds those civil authorities that their authority has limits. A great example of that over the last year was down in Illinois. Governor Pritzker put out his emergency declaration with all his evil edicts regarding COVID-19. And he decided to add to them in May and state that any business owner who opened their business prior to him saying they could open their business would now be charged with a misdemeanor. They'd be arrested and charged with a crime. And only one lone county in all of Illinois, Madison County, over on the shores of the Mississippi River, they gathered their county board together in order to interpose against the actions of the governor. And they put out a resolution declaring that their businessmen were free to open, and they cautioned the governor and the state if they tried to interfere in the affairs of their county regarding their businessmen. Well, the governor responded with a bunch of threats to the county. And then lo and behold, 1 week later, the Illinois State Police put out a press release stating that they would not arrest any businessman who opened their business prior to the governor saying they could open their business. And the very next day after that, Governor Pritzker rescinded his unlawful, unjust, immoral, unconstitutional order. So if it hadn't been for the interposition of this lone county, all the businessmen in Illinois would have been tyrannized by the governor. But because they did their duty of interposition, the businessmen in the state of Illinois were protected. Another or third great benefit of the interposition of lesser magistrates is that it abates the just judgment of God. In Ezekiel chapter 22, near the end of the chapter, the Lord is talking about the evil that's in the land. And he says, I look for a man to build a wall and to stand in the gap to stop the evil so I would not have to destroy the land. But I could not find one. This is massively important to the interposition of the lesser magistrates. It can abate the just judgment of God upon a land. If the evil is allowed to go forth by the superior ranking civil authority and the lesser authorities don't check the superior authority and stop their evil, God will bring his judgment upon the land. That is how huge the interposition of lesser magistrates is. It can abate the just judgment, stop the just judgment of God in a land because they uphold righteousness. Given the condition and the state of our nation right now, this doctrine is massively important. There is lawlessness going on from the highest levels in our land. It is massively important that we rally around our lesser magistrates because their duty of interposition is going to be gravely needed in the days ahead.
Yeah, and every time, so that's my new slogan that I'm putting on as many of my tweets and posts and Instagrams and whatever, defy tyrants. Defy tyrants. This is what it's all about, people. It's not about a virus. You are looking at a ramping up of the destruction of this country and Canada first, because I think it's easier, and the United States next. They are going to wipe out the middle class. They're blowing up healthcare. They're blowing up education, the two biggest consumers of tax money, dollars, whatever you want to call it. They are stopping all of it. And they were going to replace it with a dictatorship. I have no doubt in my mind about that. When you see them rounding up churchmen or bribing churchmen or convincing churchmen that they shouldn't open their church because of a deadly virus, a plague, which is not a plague because you can't catch a virus.com. If you do any research into the nature of epidemiology, this is such a big psyop. I don't even know where to start sometime. I'm here to talk for half an hour every night because there's just so much content going. Things are moving so fast that I just want to dump as much out as possible onto the airwaves so you can have a clue as to what is going on a day-to-day basis and not be overwhelmed with the propaganda. It's just unbelievable. So this is today. This is in my backyard. So this is how it's being done. And this is why I'm grateful for Kevin J. Johnson, because he does let us know that the tyranny is being exercised by bylaw. So the corporations that rule our countries, Canada and the United States, all the way down to the local city, which is a corporation, they have bylaws that govern their corporation. The region that I live in, the city I live in, are corporations. So they have corporate bylaws that extend to parking tickets, and in this case, public health. Public health is part of the regional governments, at least where I live. So they create bylaws, and all the masking, all the distancing, they are all enforced by bylaws. All the rules they're imposing on restaurants and retail, they're all bylaws. And they're not criminal. They're not real laws. They're literally corporate policies for the corporation. So there's no criminal penalty for ignoring them. They can write you tickets, which are basically just IOUs saying you owe the corporation this money for violating their corporate policy, which technically can't really be imposed on the people because the people don't work for the corporation. So corporate laws and policies only are for those that sign an employment contract or contract with a corporation, so they have to abide by them. But they're also not enforced by any kind of criminality. So when the police come or are called, they are only there to keep the peace. It would just be like me trying to sell a lawnmower to someone and have a transaction. The police could not enforce the payment. They would just be there to, well, if there was a theft, they could take that, but they can't do anything in a corporate transaction. Anyway, this in Canada, we had Arthur Porlowski, who was trying to conduct a service on Easter Sunday, and bylaw showed up, and his video went absolutely viral. It went literally, I don't even want to use that word anymore. His video went around the world, and I did play it, and let me see if it is here. I'm going to play it just real quick. It's basically, you could call it the Get Out video. And I don't know if I even put it on my video here. Get out, get out. Maybe I didn't put it up. Take another quick look here. Do. No. Oh, here it is. The Get Out video. Oh, here it is. Boy, this is a week ago. Who knew? Here it is. Let me play the Get Out video.
Please get out. Get out of this property. Immediately get out. Get out of this property.
So this guy is by law. She's by law.
Out. I don't want to hear anything. Out of this property. Immediately. I don't want to hear a word. Out. Out. Out of this property. Immediately.
So they're public health, which is they're enforcing by law. Corporate public health is just by law under the corporation of the province of Alberta. So there's two cops, one cop right here. He's just to keep the peace.
Until you come back with a warrant. Out! 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 Out!
Arthur is a Polish guy who escaped communist Poland to come to Canada. So he is expressly familiar with what's happening.
Out of this property! Immediately out! Immediately go out and don't come back. I don't want to talk to you. Not a word. Out of this property. Immediately out. I don't care what you have to say. Out. Out. Out of this property, you Nazis. Out. Out. Gestapo.
Bylaw. Police right there.
Gestapo is not allowed. Out! Do you understand English? Get out of this property. Go.
That's 10 get outs.
Go! And don't come back without a warrant. Out, Nazi. Out! Out! You understand? Nazis are not welcome here. Out. And don't come back without a warrant. Do not come back without a warrant. You understand that? You're not welcome here. Nazis are not welcome here. Gestapo is not welcome here. Do not come back, you Nazi psychopaths. Unbelievable, sick, evil people. Intimidating people in a church during the Passover. You Gestapo, Nazi, communists, fascists. Don't you dare coming back here.
Can you imagine those psychopaths? Passover, the holiest Christian festival in a year, and they're coming to intimidate Christians during the holiest festival?
So that caught on a little bit, and it went to a restaurant in Vancouver.
Psychopaths.
Same idea. Bylaw comes in. British Columbia Public Health, the province to the west.
So we just got bylaw and health inspector here.
Mother of four, she's running a restaurant, if you can believe that. She needs that income to make a living. Unbelievable. And the people gathered and they supported her. It was just fantastic. So that's why I think in Alberta they stepped it up a bit and decided to just basically close off the church. But getting back to Kevin, who is kind of worried about the preacher for this church that was cordoned off, because the preacher told Kevin and everyone else not to come to a rally today.
Instagram, we're live. Oh, they left. They made a turn. Are we going? Misty Wind was going to cut.
So
we got about a 2 kilometer walk ahead of us, which is fine, although not so fine because it's cold and crappy out today. This is Edmonton weather. And then we're going to try our very best to get some kind of a word from Pastor James Coates, who I'm very disappointed.
Yeah,
put this on.
Yeah, he told Art not to come.
I'm very disappointed in Pastor James Coates. First off, this guy is wrongly imprisoned, illegally detained, wrongly charged, wrongly manhandled, kidnapped. I mean, that's what this whole thing is all about. He's had his building stolen from him, but he calls Pastor Archer Palwoski, and he calls, not me, but one of my team, and tells us not to come. He doesn't want us coming. And because I know what it is. He thinks if I play nice with the RCMP, they'll show sympathy and leave me alone. No, what you've got to do is bankrupt the RCMP.
So I just found that kind of suspicious. Kevin obviously didn't, but there's something. I don't know if this guy could be controlled opposition, the preacher, but maybe there's a really good reason why he told nobody to come, but thousands of people came anyway, even though there was no official service, I don't think.
Just get rid of them. You guys cannot play nice with any member of government whatsoever.
Yeah,
you have to attack their money in every way, shape, or form. So I'm a little, not a little, I'm very disappointed in James Coates in that he's getting support from all over the world and he's deliberately declining it.
It was the same thing when he was in jail. He didn't want the protesters to be there. And you can't stop people to want to support something. This is BS.
Well, it's what Coates doesn't realize. This is bigger than him, okay? So, Pastor Coates, if you're listening, this is bigger than you. It's about all of us. In Ontario, they put me in maximum security prison for having the wrong opinion, right? They put you for having the wrong religious opinion. I had the wrong political opinion. You had the wrong religious opinion. This is not about you, James Coates. This is about all of us.
So, Canada.
It's about we the people. When I talk about me being in prison, I want people to know that story because they need to know how dangerous our government has become, so that all of us can get together and fight this tyranny. So, James,
tyranny, man. It's radical tyranny.
Don't phone people telling them not to come. They're coming. I won't enter your property today. That is a guarantee. I'm going to stay on the road today. You can't stop me from being on the road, and you can't stop me from being a reporter. You can't stop me from doing any of that. So please, Pastor Coates, I'm asking you. I think, and it's a tacky thing to say, what would Jesus do? If Jesus was being offered this much support and help to help everybody be better,
he would not flip that off.
He would not tell us not to be there. If you want to truly be a man of God, a man of the cloth, whatever you want to call yourself, you also have to represent the people because you are also a man of the people. Call us all and tell us to come and support you and support the rest of the country. Don't be inwardly selfish. You're not going to get your church back ever unless you fight with us. Instagram, we're live. Don't normally do this in the car.
That when I heard that, I was pretty suspicious of this whole thing. So could this whole thing in Alberta be staged just to scare the other churches? That is the purpose of controlled opposition, is to lead them into nowhere and to just control or safety valve any potential uprising or real opposition. I don't know. I think that most religion is completely on board with the tyranny. They've been bought off in the sense that they've been promised treasure at the end of all this, and this is the one world religion right now. We're in COVIDia. This is the COVIDian religion. The masks are the facial garment. The holy water is the hand sanitizer. The devil is the virus, and the virus will be never ending, forever mutating, forever variant. It's all part of it. And then the savior is the quaxine, the injection, the violation of your body. So this is transcending all religions, all countries. And it's got the majority of people on board. They believe in the religion of virology, which is a false religion. It's a false doctrine. It doesn't take much to figure it out. If you want to do some research, go to whatreallymakesyouill.com. These people will explain to you easily in their book. It's very, very, very important to understand that there's only four ways people get ill. It's injury, malnutrition, toxicity, as in pollution, and mental stress. Everyone is under severe mental stress right now. Toxicity is whatever metals they're injecting under your skin, the adjuvants that go along with whatever is in that vial. I have no idea what's in the vial. Who can check what's in the vial? You can't use any of your senses to detect it, and it bypasses your normal system for processing outside food or poisons, which is your GI system. It goes right into your vein. Your body is totally defenseless. But read this book. And I do have it somewhere here. If you go to fake11/vax, fake11.com/vax, I have a link using Resilio to all kinds of books and movies that will tell you about health and quaxines, all you need to know. Another place you can go is to Telegram and go look up two of my favorite telegrams. I'll name them for you. David Avocado Wolf. We've got Yum Naturals, YUM Naturals. We've got so many different places, but these are the ones I like. Tanya the Herbalist, Amanda Forbes. These people are posting great work, great videos. They're basically echoing what I'm saying. There's very few people that are saying that you can't catch a virus. That is a lie. Viruses are in your body to dispose of cells that are killed by or damaged by toxicity, stress, malnutrition, or injury, which includes breaking something or getting smashed or punched or whatever trauma occurs to the body. The viruses and the polymorphic exosomes go in and dispose of the damaged cells. It's the opposite. They generate the disposal exosomes. The viri are not invaders. They are released by the cells that are damaged. That's how it works. It's the opposite. It's inverted. If you don't learn anything else from this podcast, understand that the whole nature of virology is inverted. Epidemiology is a completely false science. These people are all mobilized by a couple central schools with big money behind them. The Bloomberg that has financed Johns Hopkins, which is the heart and the origin of this false science. And they're spreading it around the world. And now they have basically done a medical end run around every single government. So if you wish your government to be swept out, the next one will be just the same because they will buy into the same dogma, the same religion. Okay, this is in my backyard.
Hello, everyone. If you can please leave the city park. You do not have permission by the city to be in this park having a large gathering.
So this is a city park in my neighborhood. And here again, this is not the police. This is bylaw. They have brand new cars. I think they must have hired hundreds of these guys recently.
You do not have a permit.
So then the bylaw guy starts filming parents and children.
City of Oshawa is a corporation. Does not apply to we the people. Are you aware of that?
It applies.
Get out of here.
Everybody out of here. Everybody go.
So I like guys that know. See, this guy knows his rights. He knows. He just said the city is a corporation. Their policies do not apply to the people.
So
listen to the people. It's fantastic.
Get out of here. Get out of here. Get out of here. Get out of here. You don't need to be here. Get out of here.
I do need to be.
Get out of here. This is damn nonsense. Kids having fun. Get out of here. You're breaching common sense. So beat it. Get out of here.
It's just fantastic to hear real men chasing these guys out. It's really, really fantastic, actually. I don't know what day this was. This might have been a couple days ago.
Bye.
Please delete the video of the children. You do not have permission.
I don't know. We've got to put a name to this clown's face. Too many kids having fun around here, I guess.
If you do not wish to leave the park, Durham police will be in attendance.
So the guy calls the police. The bylaw calls the cops. This is actually
go.
A pretty
this
good part.
A pretty big moment, actually.
Five cops.
You got the municipal clowns coming around, threatening people that are playing in a park with their kids.
It was great,
right?
Commentary.
So now we're going to see how the police interpret.
This is Chris Skies, hashtag just say no, which is good. I really prefer defy tyrants. That one is just so descriptive, defy tyrants. I told Chris to maybe take a look at the video, the defy tyrants video, which, by the way, on our last broadcast, I downloaded the defy tyrants video, and it got shared maybe by Jan Eric, and it got onto a couple big conservative sites. So at the time, there were about 200 people at one time watching this video. So it's already up to 17,000 views on my site, which is amazing. I'll just play it. It's a minute 40. It's so powerful.
I will not wear the mask.
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 I will not wear a mask.
I will not get the vaccine.
I will not get the vaccine.
And I will not get the vaccine.
I will resist evil.
I will resist evil.
I will resist evil.
I will submit to God.
I will submit to God.
I will submit to God.
In the Lord I will praise his word. In God I have put my trust, and I will not be afraid.
Hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come to you. Do not hide your face from me in the day.
For the Lord is the great God, and the great King above all.
Rise up, O judge of the earth, render punishment to the proud. Lord, how long will the wicked, triumph?
Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his
throne. I hate the work of those who fall away.
With my mouth I will make known your faithfulness to all generations. For I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Your faithfulness you shall establish.
On an instrument of 10 strings, on the lute and on the harp, with harmonious sound. For you, O Lord, have made me glad through your works. I will triumph in the works of your hands.
You, O Lord, are on high forevermore. For behold, your enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. I will defy tyrants.
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 Anyway, I think that should be the hashtag from now on, because that's what's going on. Things are getting hotter and hotter by the day up here in Canada, with no abatement in sight. And there's quite a bit of video now on what's going on in Montreal right now. We have a curfew in Montreal. I believe it's 9 o'clock, and it says here, CBC reporters are saying this is only a few dozen people. So let's see what a few dozen people look like in Montreal right now. They're saying, fuck Legault. Legault is the premier of Quebec. This is David Menzies. He's always recognizable with the hat. Give that a quick tweet there. Retweet. Hold on a sec. Sorry. This is one of the downfalls, I guess, of... tweet deck. All right, not going to be able to do that. It's not working. Anyway, so this is how the CBC is reporting it. And what else we got here? Oh, okay, they got back in their hotel here.
Just like I predicted.
Right before curfew.
So basically, the rebel reporters were not allowed out of their bed and breakfast in Montreal. The police said it was a crime scene. So, God, these guys are trying everything, but the judge wouldn't issue a search warrant to go in. So the crime scene is now over. So this is Ezra Levant. He's going crazy tweeting. He's the head of Rebel News. And what else we got here? He says a few more maybe 5,000 people are going to be in Montreal tonight. So maybe this is what we're looking at here.
At the same time, information coming in about the fact that Canada is set to over...
Yeah. So there's lots going on in Canada right now. Maybe not so much in Toronto. Toronto's a super compliant, a very fractured city. We don't really have any cohesive population, really, to be honest with you. It's really a New World Order city. A good chunk of the people that live in Toronto are recent immigrants, and I would say they are probably afraid to stand up for any rights. They might not know even their God-given rights, even though they probably know our own constitution and basic laws of Canada better than most Canadians, because they would have had to study to get in this country. But I would say that would make them just probably just more afraid to speak out, because, again, if you just get to a country, you just get your citizenship, you probably would be just a little paranoid that what you just got, you could easily lose. So in that sense, the government probably is happy that we have sort of a more fractured society in Toronto. Plus, we just have a very compliant population here, even though it's the biggest city and area in Canada. And they buy into this whole myth. They buy into the myth. I don't know how long it can go before they'll lose their belief, if ever. And that's the crazy thing. It's just going on and on and on and on. And there's no real lapse in that I can see.
Interpret this.
Okay, we already did that. So that is... Okay, so what do we got here? We had another protest. This one is, I left it on Instagram. And this is a woman also in my region that had Bill speak.
I saw everybody in Alberta.
I buy my meat off this guy now. So it was a protest in a small village, small little village down the road from me. And it was quite well attended. And this woman here has got hundreds of thousands of fines for keeping her beauty store open the whole time. What's it called? Boho Beauty Microblading and Spa. We'll give her a heart here. And there's this bill.
Where are we? Bowling ball. Yeah, okay, I'm so wet, I don't even know what I'm talking about right now. Jeez. All right, guys. Welcome to the freedom movement here at Boho. Round of applause for this event. So this is definitely not about me, and it's not about my company, and it's not about anybody but all of us, because we're all freedom fighters, and we are all going to succeed because we're going to do it together. Now, this is an exciting, very exciting time, because look at this weather. It's raining, and everybody showed up for an amazing event, and quite frankly, I've got some exciting news to share with everybody on something that I was told, and this is coming from Europe, and I want everybody to hear it, but I'm going to say it a little later because I want to keep you in suspense. And it's going to be a very, very powerful tool. And I know that we got Durham police here, and they're keeping everybody safe on the road, so we have to give a round of applause that they're not interfering with this event. One of the most important things that we can do as a unified group of people is what we're doing right now. And it's not about JW Foods, it's not about Boho, it's not about anybody, it's not about any of us. It's about all of us. And it's about the freedom that this country, that all our ancestors came to Canada to get away from tyranny, from communism, and from anything else. And this is something that is going to be held dear in all of our hearts, because quite frankly, some of us aren't old enough to remember World War II, and some of us aren't old enough to remember our ancestors and what they fought for when it came to freedom. And one of the most important aspects that we can hold as a unified country and as a unified group of people is the fact that we are free, we will always be free, and we will die free. These are not just words, because these are words that should come from your inside of your heart. And, you know, you can write down a script. We can all come here and blow a lot of smoke and tell, you know.
All right, Bill, he's becoming quite the speaker. He loves the publicity and he loves to speak. He's actually totally right. He's getting better at trying to explain what's going on. Oh, yeah, that was the reason in Quebec they put the outdoor mask mandates in effect, which is the first in Canada. Unbelievable. But this is just another Instagram, a lot of memes on Instagram. It's just another place to look. This is interesting to me. Toyota in the United States, the workers have the right to decline medical treatment. No more weekly antigen testing. I think that's just a saliva test, but that's fantastic. That's the big worry, of course. You won't be able to work. You will not be able to work in North America without a vax passport. How you can get a clear vax passport? Well, I think the easiest way will be the experimental biological injection, but after that, it'll probably be daily testing, just like the Federal Reserve guy in Kansas City said. Before you leave the house, you got to take a test and make your phone go green so you can scan your way around the city, around the world. So, this is another good site I follow called Rise Up Canada. All right, I've been going about 45 minutes, and I've had a huge day today. I was out putting up signs again. Actually, maybe I'll just see if that showed up on my Instagram. I just put that online just to... I didn't video anybody. Come on now, let's go. Where is my profile there? Okay, so here's the proof. Wow, 12 people watched the video. Doing a live on a Sunday. We're out delivering no more lockdown signs. My daughter and I, she's doing the navigating. We don't show faces here because we're kind of private people.
I just skip
the. It's out there. Come on to the door. Not piloting me around. I'll video as I get the sign. Here we are. We're going to get out. Not sure where this person is going to put theirs. Well, they're a corner lot, so that's pretty good. All right. Here we go. No more lockdowns. Another happy delivery. Up to the house we go.
It's kind of windy today and rainy. But anyway, there you go.
Well, you always put the hashtag no more lockdowns, and I can follow that, and lots of people are putting lots of stuff up under that hashtag. I guess that's the way you get discovered on the socials. People click on the different... This was another thing I was supposed to join today, this convoy, but I just ran out of time today. But you hashtag your posts, and then people find it. What else they got on fakeologist.com/blog? Oh, this is another fantastic thing. There's so much content out here. Here's a chart. It's a belief chart. We are so closely tracked. I still say if the people that rule over us see any deviation in the belief, they have teams ready to meet you and to greet you and to basically manipulate you into changing your mind. So they've got everyone divided into different areas and different groups. And it's quite interesting. Now, here's the silent majority of the United States, Scandinavia, and conservative developing countries. This is what they think. See, this is why this keeps going on, because they know. They know what the majority is doing, and they have them profiled. So most people think lockdowns were maybe justified at first. They think lockdowns probably an innocent mistake. They hope lockdowns save some lives. Past time for lockdowns to end. No vax passports. Increasingly perturbed by how Chinese all this science seems. Isn't yet aware of the bot armies, the CCP influence, science corruption. They've never heard of Kerry Mullis, the PCR cycle thresholds, or zero COVID, which I think is another plan. That's sort of their plan that dovetails and matches the zero CO2 climate change hoax that they want to, basically is the same goal, same end game. They don't really know where the science of lockdowns came from, and they can't stomach thinking about how many died from lockdowns. Okay, so let's what happened there. I just blew it away. Hold on a sec. Computers are a pain in the butt. Okay, here we go. What else we got? Okay, so people with a little more money people with a little more money, and this applies to my family, I guess the middle class, upper middle class, they still believe lockdowns can and did work. They still believe the science. They still love the Communist China Party scientists and the WHO. They still think opposing lockdowns isn't woke. They blind hero worship Fauci, Drosten. They feign criticism of China on human rights, but increasingly enraptured with CCP efficiency. And even I have marveled at how well a totalitarian society with a dictatorship is very efficient. They squash opposition. They eliminate dissent. You're either with us or you're out. You're either in jail, you're deported if you're a foreigner, or you are rehabilitated. It's just, that's what a dictatorship is. It's every leader's fantasy. Increasingly fond of coercing neighbors to do whatever they want with stuff like vax passports. They're willfully blind to bot army, CCP influence, science corruption, history of lockdowns. They still believe their writing careers have... So they still believe there's a future by supporting this. And here's the zero COVID crowd, they call them. These are the absolute people that have the most to gain, especially at the end of it, the zero COVID crowd. They know the lockdowns are totalitarianism dressed as science, but still love them. They prefer manipulative means to achieve ends. The more coercive, the better. Human lives mean nothing to them. They're mostly CCP collaborators, bots, and wannabe bots. I guess bots might be NPCs. They want permanent lockdowns, permanent pandemic. Hail Xi. Xi Jinping, or whatever, Xi Jinping, whatever his name is, the CCP leader. So those are probably some of the people at the top. That's the, I don't even like calling them doctors. That's the epidemiologist class that are running every single country right now, including the African countries where they disappeared the oppositional leaders, like the guy in Tanzania and four other countries. And here's the what really happened, I guess. I'm not sure if this is a group or this flowchart isn't quite understandable, but the what really happened group is the largest. So this is what people like me, I guess, think. The largest man-made famine since the Great Leap Forward, okay. Lockdowns saved zero lives, killed millions, okay. Lockdowns are totalitarianism dressed up as science, yep. Greatest fraud ever perpetrated on mankind, yep. Lesson in unprecedented power of bots and science corruption to control narrative, yep. Dawn of Second Cold War, okay. The worst betrayal of Western values since WW2, and worst betrayal in American history since the Civil War, yeah, yep, okay. I'm in the what really happened crowd then, but just like I said, some really fascinating stuff. I got this off a Twitter thread from Michael P. Singer. The views about the COVID lockdown measures vary from person to person, but at a high level, it's possible to track current public opinion on a scale between four distinct groups: silent majority, the wealthy liberals, the zero COVID crowd, and the what really happened crowd. Yeah, okay. I get it. So I love that. Oh, I forget it. Twitter is such a pain when you want to do something. And, got to tell you about the Reset Sniper. See, one of the things I wanted to accomplish on these talks for 1 hour is just give you stuff to look up. I've talked about the Reset Sniper before. I'm leaving this on BitChute for now because it's not quite what I wanted to.
Something I've repeated many, many times on Reset Sniper videos.
He said he's on BitChute, but someone else put his videos on BitChute. So he's not really on BitChute. He's on Odyssey, which right now Odyssey, our library, is a little sluggish for all my devices. So I usually go to BitChute if I can find someone who's not on YouTube. But basically he's showing how, at least in some of the major cities, the big elite corporation owned by the elite, like Blackstone and Vanguard, they're buying up all the apartment stock that I guess is being somehow devalued by this whole pandemic. So part of the thing is they're trying to bankrupt small real estate landlords by allowing tenants to stay in without paying. So it's going to bankrupt and put all this property back on the market at a discount, and then it's being bought up by the elite. So they're going to control all the real estate, residential real estate.
Is the end of private property ownership. This has been in many of the long-standing conspiracy analyst books. Talmudic doctrine very much speaks of get the goyim off the land. That means out of property and out of land ownership. Essentially as tenants to be usury extracted. So there's certain numbers of ways that income is extracted that are popular, that have been run over the millennia through wars and illegal appropriation of other nations' assets, like stealing their gold, land. Slavery was an incredibly popular one. It was in the Slavs bore the brunt of it. Long before the African trade, it was Arabic, Muslim, Middle Eastern, Northern African, Eastern Europe, very, very strongly involved in all of these aspects. And then the other thing is diamond false market trading. Diamonds aren't worth at all what they're made to be worth. You'll get some really unique stones that for collecting point because of uniqueness will sell for ridiculous amounts, and other people will, who believe sufficiently in it, will pay those amounts. But inherently there's an abundance of diamonds, and it's a controlled central selling organization. That should tell you everything you need. There's a certain tendency towards communism. Anything that has a central selling organization implies absolute statism of control. It is a communist organization. You had to sell through the CSO. De Beers was one of the biggest players in the CSO. When Russia went direct to market with its stones, then the CSO would dump stones to push the price down, to punish them for not dealing through the controlling bottleneck where all the power was held, often via Amsterdam, London, etc. So those are the the many things. And then compound interest, charging usury interest rates.
All right, so that's the reset, Slifer. Hope he doesn't have COVID. He's coughing away there. So he's definitely worth looking up. He's on YouTube. He's a website, themarketsniper.com. Oh, it looks like he does have a BitChute channel. Let me just click on that and check it out. Oh, yeah, he does. And I'm subscribed to it. Okay. But he didn't even put that last video on there, it looks like. Okay. All right. Well, I am subscribed to him, so keep an eye out for him. Only 307 subscribers. All right. Well, I've gone an hour tonight. That's good enough. Didn't take any calls. That's fine. I just wanted to let everyone know what's going on in Canada. Things are heating up, and we're right on target to put the roadblocks up and stop interprovincial and even with intra-provincial travel. So that's all coming. And there's going to be supply chain disruptions, I guess, as well. They've gone hardcore with the stores, the big stores like Walmart and Costco. They only allow them to sell food. All the other parts of the stores are closed off, including the clothes. They want to get children's clothes because the season is changing to warmer. Can't do it. I even heard that the feminine products has been closed off because it's in the cosmetic department. So I know the many women are very upset about that. That's crazy. It's just unbelievable. I know this is the second year in a row people I know in the gardening business, they've been shut down. So they only have 6 weeks to make money a year. And basically all the plants and whatnot in those stores are being sent back. That's another entire sector that won't be able to survive because two seasons in a row of no money, they're going to wipe them out. Yeah, that's what's happening. And the hospitals are still empty. They're even more empty because they canceled elective surgery again. So they've reduced that to none. The nursing homes, people are dying probably mainly of loneliness. Now that I believe. And here's one person, Jessica Ferroni, one of the nurses who walked through the hospital, through the airport. She was just explaining how the hospital or the long-term care workers, let me just do this, they get tested 3 times a week. And if they test positive with the fake test, the PCR amplification process, which is not a test, it's simply an amplification process, but if that simulates positive, then they have to be off for 2 weeks. So then they have fewer staff to do the work in the long-term care homes, which their populations probably haven't changed. And that's causing neglect, and that leads to more death in the long-term care homes because there's no one basically taking care of these very fragile people. But this is part of the plan to close the hospitals, to stop the baby boomers from accessing the hospitals. This is the plan. This is how this was, it was and is the plan to manage the large cohort of the population that will be taxing the hell out of the healthcare system. So the plan is to lock the doors and scare the rest of the people into not coming at all. And people are dying unnecessarily over time because things that could be done at an interventionist basis, elective basis, are not being done. So people are suffering and then they just die. If they're not dying from the quaxine, which is entirely possible, I'm not convinced, but it's possible. And let's get back. There's another Get Out video. Extra pounds on them. These health policy enforcers, Department of Health corporate policy enforcers. And I love these guys.
Good Fry Milton at the Islamic Community Center. Just packed. Just packed. But the kids can't play hockey. And here they are. Sorry for the terrible camera work. They're finest. Bolton's finest, just pouring them in, just lined up.
So this guy is showing the double standards in the double standards. See, the Muslims, they're not a lot, not all of them, but this particular mosque in Milton, which is west of Toronto, they're having a regular assembly. No problem. See, here we go with the double standards. Attack the Christians, apparently, at least in the 2 churches out in Calgary, Edmonton area, but here in Toronto, when Islamists want to gather for mosque on Friday, no issue.
And my kids can't play hockey. We got a pay duty cop here, and they're all going to pack inside. Into there, I guess that's social distancing. Seems fair.
Are you hiding your name?
Hey,
keep your distance. Hey, okay. Here are the thugs. Here come the thugs.
Shame.
This is the cops in Montreal.
Shame.
Unbelievable.
Shame. Shame.
shame.
Look at that. They
shame,
just grabbed the guy.
Shame.
Their cops have no limits.
Shame.
But David's not a young guy either. Manhandling him.
Shame.
Yeah,
unbelievable. That's okay. Don't touch.
Okay.
Don't touch.
Oh, this is Kevin was assaulted by a private Edmonton cop. This is an Edmonton cop. This is today. Look at that. Down he went. And Kevin's
there you go.
Too. You don't fall down too easily and get back up.
There we go.
You got issues, buddy.
There we go.
Oh, no, your other buddy's littering.
There we are, guys. Why did you do that? Why did you do that, bud?
That's Calgary. That's a cop. Okay, so he's an undercover, and the RCMP guy let him go.
So he's just free to go? He's a police officer, right? Is he a police officer?
So it's legal to do that?
He's free to go. He's free to go, but he's a police officer. Oh, okay, so... He's a police officer.
So there we go.
Now.
Police officers must identify themselves
in
Canada as well. And he didn't identify himself. Unbelievable. Yeah, this is what's going on. It's utter lawlessness.
I think people here are done with the tyranny.
When tyranny becomes law, rebellion becomes duty.
Here we are at Grace Life Church. This is how it's done, people. Yeah.
Okay. They're tearing down the fence there.
Tear down the fucking wall.
What's up, guys? I know a lot of people have been giving me a hard time because the new album is physical copies and they don't...
All right, guys. That's it. I stayed a little longer. Thanks for listening in. We'll come back tomorrow. We'll discuss some more. We'll take some phone calls. Don't forget, you can join the Fakeologist Discord at fake11.com/Discord. I broadcast live in most places. Obviously, FakeoTube hasn't worked twice in a row now, so I'm on. If you go to fakeologist.com/live, you can see where I'm broadcasting. There'll be this post will be posted on the podcast on the website at fakeologist.com shortly, so you can look on your favorite podcast player, iTunes, Android. Just search for Fakeologist, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Good night.